More from NPR, Scott Horsley.
The Fed voted to hold its benchmark interest rate steady at the highest level in more than two decades, but Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he and his colleagues could start cutting rates at their next meeting in September. Powell stressed no decision has been made yet, but he noted that inflation has moderated in recent months. Annual inflation in June was just 2.5%.
This is so much better than where we were even a year ago. It's a lot better. Now, the job is not done. I want to stress that, and we're committed to getting inflation sustainably down to 2%, but we need to take note of that progress.
Investors cheered the possibility of a fall rate cut. The S&P 500 index jumped more than 1.5%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the NASDAQ rose 451 points. The Dow rose 99. This is NPR. A man accused of being the mastermind behind the 9/11 attacks has agreed to plead guilty to avoid the death penalty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the attack are expected to enter their pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after the defendants were first prosecuted and over 20 years after the attacks. Federal regulators are warning that more than 50 million airbag inflators should be recalled. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the airbags can explode and hurl shrapnel at drivers and passengers. NHTSA says the inflators are linked to at least seven injuries and two deaths in the United States and Canada. A record-shattering 8 inches of rain fell in Vermont's northeast corner this week. Vermont Public's Lola Dufour has the story.
Officials said Wednesday that at least 50 homes and six state roads had been badly damaged by flooding, and Vermont Governor Phil Scott called upon residents to rally to each other's aid.
We've got to stick together and fight back against the feeling of defeat. If there was ever a time when we needed our tight-knit communities to show up, it's now.
Vermont has already received 5 flood-related major disaster declarations in the last 13 months. It's now awaiting approval for a 6th from another flood earlier this month. For NPR News, I'm Lola Dufour.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mixed. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
I've got a man who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk up to his gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. And so I'm gonna have him. I'm gonna tell him, is you is or is you ain't my baby. The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You is still my baby, baby. But it seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A man is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you think you're sure of one, you'll find he's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Or maybe my baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Thank you. is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you think you're sure of one, you'll find he's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Well, maybe my baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
The I.L. Vilner Big Band with I.L.'s arrangement of Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, the new album by the I.L. Vilner Big Band called Swingin' Uptown, the vocal there by Imani Roussel. I'm Bob McWilliams. It's Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in about 12-13 minutes, we're going to hear a new one on Hammond B3 organ from Brian Ho and his trio. In this next set, it's valve trombonist Bob Brickmeyer from back in the mid-60s with an all-star band. But to start the set off before Bob Brickmeyer, it's new music from the San Francisco Bay Area, the Patrick Wolf Quintet, led by that saxophonist Patrick Wolf in a band that includes trumpeter Mike Olmos. The album is called Bay Blue from the Patrick Wolf Quintet, and we're going to hear their version of a Freddie Redd tune called Olé here on KPR. Bob McWilliams here from Kansas Public Radio with new severe weather information. The National Weather Service has now issued a new severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect until 10:45 for northern Franklin, all of Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, all of Douglas, and northeastern Osage County until 10:45. A line of thunderstorms producing 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail. And trained weather spotters have noted that this or have spotted wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, 60 to 70 miles per hour with this storm. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This new severe thunderstorm warning affects Lawrence, Baldwin City, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, Eudora, Richland, Wellsville, Overbrook, Centropolis, Perry, McLouth, Ozaukee, Nortonville, Lecompton, Clinton, Winchester, Lone Star, Pleasant Grove, Midland, and Williamstown, including I-35 between mile markers 194 and 198, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 187 and 205. In this area, you should take cover, or at least move. I don't think you need to take cover, but you should move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building and do stay away from windows. And again, a severe thunderstorm warning now in effect until 10:45 for northern Franklin, all of Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, all of Douglas, and northeastern Osage counties in Kansas. And let me check and see if we have any other updated severe weather information for you. We still do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 10:45 as well for until 10:30 for Wyandotte, southwestern Donovan, Leavenworth, Johnson, Atchison, southwestern Buchanan County in Missouri, and Platte County in Missouri. This area with a severe line of thunderstorms producing up to 70 mile per hour winds. And this severe thunderstorm warning includes Overland Park, Olathe, Shawnee, Lenexa, Leavenworth, Leawood, Prairie Village, Lansing, Atchison, Miriam, Mission, Bonner Springs, DeSoto, Parkville, Tonganoxie, Platte City, Baser, Edwardsville, Fairway, and also Mission Hill. So a large part of the KPR listing area under severe thunderstorms warnings, and much of the area as well under a severe thunderstorm watch for the next several hours. Stay tuned to Kansas Public Radio. We'll bring you pertinent severe weather information, and right now we'll be returning to our regular programming on both KPR 1 and on KPR 2. alto trombonist Bob Brookmeyer's piece called Jive Hoot from the 1964 album Bob Brookmeyer and Friends. And before that, new from San Francisco, saxophonist Patrick Wolf's quintet Babe Lou the Album and Freddie Wedd's tune Olay. That Bob Brookmeyer album with an all-star band, Stan Getz playing tenor sax, Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, Elvin Jones, piano, bass, and drums, and a 21-year-old Gary Burton, who nobody expected to be on the session. Bob Brookmeyer wrote all the music for a quintet. The first day of the recording session did not go well. A lot of arguments between the producer, T.O. Macera, and Bob Brookmeyer, and they called it a day. And the next day, Stan kind of dragged Gary Burton along with him. Gary was part of his band then. And so Gary shows up with his vibes. Everybody looks at him, but they go along and they kind of shrug. Bob Brookmeyer had not expected a vice player, but he started rewriting his arrangements to make it work. And then they got set to record, and Bob pulled out a tune, one of his originals. And the producer blew up. He said, "No, this is going to be an album of all standards." And Bob Brookmeyer said, "No, it's not." So they argued for about 20 minutes, got one tune recorded. Repeat that. T.O. Macera left, came back with a bunch of sheet music for standards, gave them to Bob Brookmeyer, and he said, "No way." And the day proceeded like that, and that's how Gary Burton got to be good friends with Elvin Jones and never met, but the vibes were next to the drums, and every tune had a 15 or 20-minute argument between. Despite all that, it turned out great. The album Bob Brookmeyer and Friends. Organist Brian Ho next here on Kansas Public Radio. Bob McWilliams here from Kansas Public Radio. We have new severe weather information to pass along to you on this stormy night in northeastern and east central Kansas. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:45 for northern Franklin, Jefferson, southeastern Shawnee, Douglas, and northeastern Osage counties. This severe storm producing 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts of nickel-sized hail. Trained weather spotters have also noted, along with the wind and hail, there's been widespread tree damage and power line damage in the cities of Lawrence and Topeka. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm warning until 10:45, impacting Lawrence, Baldwin, City, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, Eudora, Richland, Wellsville, Overbrook, Centropolis, Perry, McLeod, Ozaukee, Nortonville, Lecompton, Clinton, Winchester, Lone Star, Pleasant Grove, Finland, and Williamson. You should be in an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. In addition, the National Weather Service has now issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 11:15 for a widespread area that encompasses virtually the entire Kansas City metro region, that is both in Kansas and Missouri, virtually the entire Kansas City metro region, under a severe thunderstorm warning. With 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts with these storms, that is until 11:15, expect considerable tree damage around the KC metro area, also damage likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. You should be in an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building with this set of severe thunderstorms affecting the KC metro area until 11:15. We'll return to our regular programming on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. I'm Bob McWilliams, so keep an eye on the severe weather and keep coming to you as conditions warrant. You're tuned to Kansas Public Radio 1 and Kansas Public Radio 2. The tune is called Mean Greens. Eddie Harris wrote that back in the 60s. It's on our KPR Jazz Album of the Week, the new album called Soul Jazz. The name of the band is Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring, the alto saxophonist, and an all-star band, really, because Jeremy Peltz playing trumpet and Wayne Escoffery's on tenor sax. The guitarist is Paul Ballenbach with Dave Kokoski, Essie at Otis Brown, the third, piano, bass, and drums. Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring, the band, Soul Jazz, the album, more from that later tonight and throughout the rest of the week here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, when you become a KPR sponsor, your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on public radio. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Here's singer Vanessa Rubin on KPR.
Quarter to three,
There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting ready to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for one more for the road.
Joe, I know you're getting anxious and you're ready to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned. And one more for the road. Just make it one more for my baby. And one more for the road. That long, long road. Just one. Just one more for my baby, and one more for the road. That long, long road.
Vanessa Rubin on KPR singing that great Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer song, One for My Baby. Frank Sinatra made that famous. It was introduced, though, by Fred Astaire in a movie back in 1943. And what a fine version there by Vanessa Rubin on KPR. Her 2001 album called Girl Talk, Larry Willis at the piano there with David Williams and Louis Nash, bass and drums. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, providing news and updates on programming and Kansas City happenings with e-newsletters. More at kansascitypbs.org/subscribe. Well, before we hit the end of this hour, we're going to be hearing a new album on Crisscross Jazz by the pianist Misha Siganov, who came to the United States from what was then the Soviet Union, I believe, many years ago. But before that, we're going to go back in time for one Crisscross Jazz did in 2001. Trumpeter Ryan Kaiser's quartet, he calls the album The Dream, and let's hear a blues, and Ryan Kaiser calls this one Bert's Blues, here for you on KPR. Thank you. trumpeter Ryan Kaiser's quintet and Ryan's piece, Burt's Blues. Eric Alexander's playing tenor sax there with Peter Zach, John Weber, and Willie Jones III, piano, bass, and drums, the album from 2001 on Criss Cross Jazz called The Dream. And I was thinking while listening to Burt's Blues there that last night I played a version of Theme for Ernie, and I definitely should have played Burt's Blues followed by Theme for Ernie for a Burt and Ernie set, but too late for that. Maybe another time. Ryan Kaiser's Quintet, The Dream. Pianist Misha Siganov, wonderful jazz pianist, originally from Russia, been in New York for many years now. He's got a new album out called Painter of Dreams, and mostly original music on this new one by Misha Siganov, including this piece called Up Journey. Misha Siganov, along with piano, plays some Fender Rhodes and synthesizer as well with the new album, Painter of Dreams, here on KPR. Thank you. the music of pianist Misha Siganoff on KPR. His composition called Up Journey. His brand new album on Crisscross Jazz called Painter of Dreams. Chris Potter playing soprano saxophonist there with Miguel Zignon on alto sax. A fellow emigre from Russia, Alex Sipiagin on trumpet. Jonathan Blake on drums. Bassist Matt Brewer. The music of Misha Siganoff here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
There's a rumba in the jungle this week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, plus a flute nightmare from Xavier Cugat, and Living Percussion plays Sonny and Cher. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you another hour till midnight, all night jazz after midnight as well here on KPR. We're going to get Latin to kick off the next hour of Jazz in the Night. The new album, The Latin Side, of McCoy Tyner tunes, 10 McCoy Tyner pieces with a wonderful band led by trombonist Conrad Herwig. They're going to have it cooking in a Latin vein right after the news. We've got saxophonist Ralph Moore on the way. And a bit later, a new one from the singer Veronica Thomas. Plus, of course, more from our Jazz Album of the Week by the group Something Else. And we'll hear the very fine young pianist Joey Alexander. All that and more in this coming hour of Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The White House is not confirming reports that Israel was behind the assassination of the top political leader of Hamas. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the administration has been trying to de-escalate tensions.
With deadly strikes on a Hamas leader in Iran and a Hezbollah leader in Lebanon, and warnings of retaliation coming from Tehran, tensions are high in the region. But according to White House National Security spokesman John Kirby, there are no signs of imminent worsening or spread of the conflict at this time.
We don't want to see an escalation, and everything we've been doing since the 7th of October, we've been trying to manage that risk. Those risks go up and down every day. They are certainly up right now. They don't make the task of de-escalation, deterrence, and dissuasion, which is the goal, any less complicated.
Kirby said the U.S. stands ready to aid Israel's defense as it has before. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
After spending almost two decades at Guantanamo Bay Prison, the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 terror attacks and two accomplices have entered into plea deals. NPR's Sasha Pfeiffer reports on the settlement reached by the Pentagon with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his co-defendants.
The three men will plead guilty to conspiracy and murder charges in exchange for life sentences. By doing that, they avoid the risk of facing a death penalty trial. But the 9/11 case is mired in so much legal gridlock that it was unlikely a trial was ever going to happen. So the plea agreements are widely viewed as the only way to resolve the case. It's not yet known where the men will serve their sentences, but an American law currently prevents them from entering the U.S. for any reason, including to go to a supermax, so they could remain at Guantanamo until their deaths. Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro says he's asked the country's highest court to audit the results of last weekend's election. There's growing international pressure for him to release proof of his declared victory. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, Maduro says he cannot do that because the election offices are under a cyber attack.
Critics say Venezuela's high court, packed with Maduro loyalists, is not an impartial arbiter. The first move Maduro has made to heed calls for more transparency. Regional leaders in the U.S. have called on him to release voter precinct tallies, which are normally made public after each election. Opponents say they have more than 80% of the tallies and that the numbers prove an overwhelming win for Edmundo Gonzalez. Maduro insists his government is under attack by a right-wing conspiracy led by the U.S. and funding Gonzalez, who he says should be under arrest as well as popular opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Caracas.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. Former President Donald Trump spoke at the National Association of Black Journalists convention in Chicago Wednesday. Trump attacked Vice President Kamala Harris, questioning her mixed race background. He also scolded one of the moderators for asking him about his offensive comments on black figures in media and politics. At a conference held by the Sigma Gamma Rho sorority, Harris called the remarks the same old show and another reminder of what it was like when Trump was president. Bird flu has spread to dairy cows in at least 13 states, and new research suggests that health officials are missing human cases. From our partner, KFF Health News, Amy Maxman has the story.
The CDC has confirmed that 13 farm workers have been infected with the bird flu this year. But scientists wondered about sick farm workers who were not tested, so researchers went to dairy farms that had outbreaks. They analyzed blood from workers who hadn't been tested for bird flu. Blood from 2 of the 14 had antibodies suggest they had gotten the virus. University of Texas epidemiologist Gregory Gray led the study.
I'm very confident that there are more people being infected than we know about.
Many farm workers aren't getting tested, in part because they worry about being fired if they need time off. If bird flu cases keep going undetected, the U.S. government could be slow to notice if the virus becomes more contagious.
Amy Maxman with KFF Health News. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mixed, down 2.7% in Tokyo. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
Some cooking music from trombonist Conrad Herwig on KPR, his new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, with Tyner's composition, Parasina. Great band, Conrad, of course, Herwig on trumpet, plus saxophonist Craig Handy, trumpeter Alex Norris, pianist Bill O'Connell, Ruben Rodriguez, Robbie Amin, bass and drums, conga drummer Camilo Molina, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. We're going to hear from tenor saxophonist Ralph Moore, going back to around 1990 for him. That is up next, and after that, in about 9 minutes, we'll debut a new album by a pianist new to my ears, based in Miami, Florida. His name is Zachary Bartholomew, so we'll get to that as well a little bit later this hour on Jazz in the Night. Right now, Ralph Moore, and the album was called Furthermore on the Landmark label, and one of the great Thelonious Monk tunes, it's called Monk's Dream, from Ralph Moore on KPR. tenor saxophonist Ralph Moore on Kansas Public Radio with Thelonious Monk's Monk's Dream, an album from 1990 called Furthermore, with Benny Green at the piano, bassist Peter Washington, and drummer Kenny Washington here on Jazz in the Night with pianist Zachary Bartholomew, next from his new album, Balancing Act. And coming your way in just a few minutes, another from our jazz album of the week called Soul Jazz by the band called Something Else. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering family fun and learning resources with the 24/7 Kids Channel and activities, games, and more at kansascitypbs.org/kids. Here's pianist Zachary Bartholomew with the album called Balancing Act. He's out of the University of Miami and Miami, Florida, and I believe this is his debut outing with Marty Quinn on bass and Rodolfo Zuniga on drums. Plus, on this number, saxophonist David Fernandez as well. We're going to hear a piece called Sunny Days, driven by pianist Zachary Bartholomew on Kansas Public Radio. That is Zachary Bartholomew at the piano. He's new to my ears, and this new album from him is called Balancing Act. A tune we heard called Sunny Days, Driven By, with Marty Quinn on bass, Rodolfo Zuniga on drums. Some of the tracks have trumpeter Benny Benack III, and saxophonist Stephen Fernandez, pianist Zachary Bartholomew. And speaking of pianists, in about 10 minutes, we're going to hear the pianist from Indonesia, Joey Alexander. We'll hear from his debut album, which came out when he was all of 11 years old. And up next, it's the band Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring, and the new album Soul Jazz, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Soul Jazz from the band Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring, has some of the great soul jazz music of the 1960s played by this all-star band, including this piece written by Pee Wee Ellis. It's called The Chicken, here on KPR. from the KPR album of the week called Soul Jazz. That was a tune written by Pee Wee Ellis from back in the 60s called The Chicken. The album is from the group called Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring on alto sax, and the rest of the lineup is quite stellar. Jeremy Pelt on trumpet and Wayne Escoffery tenor sax. Guitarist Paul Ballenbach with Dave Kukoski, Essie and Otis Brown III, piano, bass, and drums. Something Else, featuring Vincent Herring, Soul Jazz, or Jazz Album of the Week. We'll have some more from that each of the next two nights here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. With singer Vanessa Thomas up next, her new album is called They Say It's Wonderful, and her version of A Sleepin' Bee here on KPR.
When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you see a sun up sky with the morning new, and where the days go laughing by as love comes calling on you. Sleep on me, don't waken. I can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe a dream, but he sings sweet, golden as a crown. Asleep.
Is Veronica Thomas on KPR singing A Sleepin' Bee, written by Harold Arlen, and yes, Truman Capote wrote that with Harold Arlen. And it's on the new album by Veronica Thomas called They Say It's Wonderful, with the saxophone there by Mr. Bob Shepard. With a set of tunes by Thelonious Monk next, the second tune we'll hear is Monk's 52nd Street theme, as done by the Joe Lovano Nonet. Before that, it's pianist Joey Alexander. His debut album, he recorded it, and it was released when he was all of 11 years old. When he was 8, Herbie Hancock was touring in Indonesia as a goodwill ambassador for UNESCO, And it was arranged to have Joey play some music for Herbie, and Herbie was very impressed, told him to keep at it. Then a couple of years later, Wynton Marsalis saw a YouTube video of Joey's playing and invited him to come to New York City and play at a gala for jazz at Lincoln Center. And that kicked things off and made a lot of appearances at age 11. His family moved to New York at that time as well. And he got a recording contract, and in the next year, Joey Alexander and My Favorite Things was released on Motema Records back in 2015. And from that, here is Thelonious Monk's piece, I Mean You, from pianist Joey Alexander on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. off from the Joe Lovano Nonet and the album 52nd Street Themes from back in 2000. And we just heard here on KPR's Jazz of the Night, Thelonious Monk's piece, 52nd Street Theme. They didn't play the melody till the end. And if you know a little bit about jazz, you might have said, those are the chord changes to I Got Rhythm. Yep, rhythm changes. Countless jazz tunes composed using those chord changes, and that was one of them. Thelonious Monk. Dizzy Gillespie introduced that tune on record in 1946. Thelonious Monk never recorded it, but it became one of his best-known tunes. Speaking of Thelonious Monk, we started off with another wonderful Monk composition, I Mean You, from Joey Alexander, his debut album at age 11, called My Favorite Things. Here for you on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. We've got time for one more before midnight. And after we heard the 52nd Street Theme, we're going to hear a tune called the Bleecker Street Theme. It was written by pianist Cedar Walton. It's on a new album from drummer Alvin Queen, the Alvin Queen Trio album, Feeling Good. Alvin Queen, born in the Bronx and grew up in New York City on the jazz scene there. Started playing around quite a bit in the 1960s on that scene into the early 70s, moved to Canada, and in 1979, relocated to Switzerland, where he's lived ever since and made a lot of great jazz. The new album, called Feeling Good, has Danton Bowler on bass, Carlton Holmes at the piano, drummer Alvin Queen again, the tune by Cedar Walton called Bleecker Street Theme on KPR. Thank you. Governor Alvin Queen's trio with pianist Carlton Holmes, bassist Anton Bowler here on KPR, the Cedar Walton tune, Bleecker Street Theme, the new album by the Alvin Queen trio called Feeling Good here on Kansas Public Radio.
Next time on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we're hearing the Roger Wilder Quartet. For nearly 25 years, Roger's been a familiar face on the Kansas City jazz scene. Join us for Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for staying up and listening tonight. I'll be back tomorrow night from 9 to midnight. And do not despair. There's all-night jazz coming your way right after a news update. Support for jazz on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Vice President Kamala Harris says Donald Trump's appearance at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention Wednesday was divisive and disrespectful. Trump again talked about immigrants threatening what he called black jobs. He angered many observers by saying this about Harris.
I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much, and she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
Harris, who is both black and East Indian, has for years repeatedly said she was raised as a black person and identifies as such. The United Auto Workers Union has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. As NPR's Andrea Shub reports, Harris plans to meet with UAW members next week on a visit to the swing state of Michigan.
Just days after Vice President Harris entered the race, several prominent unions, including the United Steelworkers, the American Federation of Teachers, and the Service Employees International Union, announced their endorsements. Now the UAW has joined them. The union says Harris has a track record of delivering for the working class, including walking the picket line with striking GM workers in 2019. Not all UAW members have been happy with the Biden-Harris administration on issues including electric cars and the war in Gaza, but the union warns a second Trump term would be a major setback for workers, saying the former president stands against everything the UAW stands for. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has addressed the killings of senior leaders of Iran-backed Hamas and Hezbollah. As NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports, the killings threaten to escalate tensions throughout the Middle East.
Israel took responsibility for the killing of senior Hezbollah official Fuad Shukr in Beirut on Tuesday evening. Hezbollah has confirmed his death. And early Wednesday morning, senior Hamas official Ismail Haniyeh was killed in a strike in Tehran. Israel has not commented on that killing. Later, Netanyahu addressed the citizens of Israel, saying, challenging days are ahead. Speaking of the